that friend proposed to his sweetie. He was an economically rational person. He said to his sweetie, "Let us marry. Let us merge our interests." Yes, he did. "I love you truly," he said. "I love you deeply. I love you more than any other woman I've ever encountered. I love you more than Mary, Jane, Susie, Penelope, Ingrid, Gertrude, Gretel." I was on a German exchange program then. "I love you more than Penneth." All right. She left the room halfway through his enumeration of his love for her. After he got over his surprise at being, you know, turned down, he concluded he'd had a narrow escape from marrying an irrational person. Although he did make a note to himself that the next time he proposed, it was perhaps not necessary to enumerate all of the women he had auditioned for the part. But the point stands, you must look for alternatives so that you find your destiny. Or are you afraid of the word destiny? Does the word destiny scare you? That's what we're talking about.